is getting a lot of support from his base within the party. But of the 30% of Republicans that don't like Trump, he got 0% on the head-to-head question. And so it's not, you know, those that like him still like him quite a bit. But there is this segment, a minority of 30%, that really don't like Trump and are looking for any alternative.
So as for either of the two front-running Republican primary candidates for president, your poll showed a close matchup between Joe Biden and Ron DeSantis, 49% for Biden, 47% for DeSantis, with 4% undecided. In the hypothetical matchup between Biden, he does much better against Trump, 52% to 43%. So as a candidate, Donald Trump has some work to do in this important swing state?
Yes, I think that is certainly the case. And it goes partly to the electability argument. It also goes to the fact that Trump is still getting 94 or 95% of the Republican vote when he's matched up against Biden. DeSantis gets almost exactly the same Republican support there. So it's not Republicans deserting Trump at all. What it is the independents who lean a little bit to Biden versus DeSantis, but move heavily to Biden when it's Trump as the alternative. And what we're seeing is the difficulty of winning your primary with a lot of true believers, but then moving on to a general election, and you need to appeal to independents. And at least this month in this sample, Trump is doing noticeably worse with independents than DeSantis is. Remember, we are in the field the day and following the indictment of Trump. Didn't hurt him with Republicans, but it may be that that's part of what's going on with these independents and looking ahead to the general.
Interesting context. So as for sitting U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, also up for re-election, her favorability rating ticked up 3 points from last October, now sitting at 40% favorable, 37% unfavorable, but 22% have not heard enough about her. She must still be formidable, though, because nobody has jumped out to formally declare against her.
That's right. And that 22% is sort of in line with where she has been for the last 2 or 3 years. Ron Johnson is usually in the 30s, though when elections come, you get that number down to maybe 10% that say they don't know enough. So it's a big election effect. When we asked about four potential Republican challengers, between 50 and 85% didn't know enough about any of those. And that just shows that until somebody officially gets in and the race starts to heat